The hey and welcome. You are listening to the Hammered Heron.
Hello, hello.
I'm the Jazz, and Wiffy, today is my main man, Z. For our first-time listeners, this is the unofficial Drunken Parrot podcast.
Yeah, because we have some dedicated listeners on our second episode.
No!
No what?
We will not use old jokes either!
Whatever.
I'm serious. No old jokes.
What's up your butt today, Jazz?
Nothing. Well, apparently I don't have the radio show host kind of voice.
Are you really still upset about that?
Yes.
You're doing a great job. The why you picked the name Hammered Heron is a good question.
I thought it was nice. Just like this drunken parrot, there's the hammered, drunken, heron type of bird, parrot. I thought it was a clever word of play.
Yes.
Well, what's with that sarcasm?
Because you did this wonderful job and get lots of love and praise from the guild, and then when one person says one little tiny thing, you get upset.
And why can't I get upset?
Because you do something cool, like make a podcast and all the cool stuff, and here I am just doing the grunt work.
See, you're very important to this podcast.
Whatever.
No. No. Who was there, stuck with me, when I wanted to do this crazy idea of a podcast? You were. Who was the one I bounced ideas off of? You were. Who was there recording with me all the time? You were. You're the Simon to my Lewis, the Scott to my Randy, the House to my Wilson. Z, I love you.
Don't say that.
No. I love you like any friend could love another friend. And I am not ashamed to say that. Because that's what we are. Bros.
Jess? Okay. I love you too.
See.
Jess.
Dang, that was some good acting. For our listeners that thought that was real, sorry to say it, that was all fake. But I do have three words for you. And your face! Because that was just some awesome acting right there. Air 5. Moving along. Guild events. So what's on the calendar, Z?
Alright, for guild events this week, today at 8 o'clock p.m., that is also on the 8th of Tuesday, we have the EMF, and you have all heard about that. On the 10th, also known as Thursday, we have a Baradin Hold raid. On Friday, the 11th, we have a Trial of the Grand Crusader. And on the 13th, we have an MC rep run. That's about all.
Cool. Next up, cool things to look into for the future.
Kind of cool thing.
Well, on the PTR, there's loads of things that they're being added, but we're only going to mention three cool things.
And number one would be?
Number one would be an interesting tool called Looking for Guild.
Looking for Guild, as in looking for group, but not but guild instead of group?
Exactly.
You must explain how this works.
Well, as of March 1st on the PTR, that's when I tested this all out, it appears like if you're not in a guild, I guess you can enter the Looking for Guild channel, which is just like looking for group. You can clarify what kind of guild you want to join, i.e. casual guilds, moderate guilds, or hardcore raiding guilds. You can also specify your role, as in tank, healer, or DPS. You can show your availability, as in weekdays or weekends. And finally, you're given a comment section to enter any additional information you want to give.
What's the difference between casual and moderate guilds?
I have no idea, but I guess it's a guild that plays on a moderate level more frequently than a casual guild, but not as frequently as a hardcore guild. I don't know.
I still don't understand the difference.
Well, you don't need to. This is information for guildies and listeners.
But this sounds totally useless for guildies, and I really doubt we have any anonymous listeners.
I guess, but this is in case someone wants to make a tune on another realm, or, heaven forbid, leave the guild, so they have the information to know how this tool works.
Okay, so what's number two?
Number two is a blast from the past for our EMF.
You can't mean it.
Yes! Zul Group is back, and it appears to be a Tier 2 level dungeon.
Tier 2?
I guess it's kinda how the Ice Crown Citadel dungeons work, Forge of Souls, Pit of Saran, Halls of Reflection. It's a dungeon where you need a pretty high eye level requirement, which is 346, as I tested it on March 1st. And just like the old dungeon, it gives you close to the equivalent to raid gear, which supposedly it's supposed to give eye level 353 gear.
Well, that's cool, but what everyone wants to know is, are the mounts there? And are those super ones there that are unobtainable back?
I don't believe the old mounts that were you could get in the past, i.e. the Swift Zulian Tiger or the Swift Frazashi Raptor. They won't be coming back, but there are new mounts that will be obtainable.
So the old mounts are unobtainable, frowny face. Sorry, listeners, you may not be able to obtain the rare mounts again. So what's number three?
Number three is actually a blast from the past from our Burning Crusade Raiders.
Karazhan is coming back?
No. Suleiman is coming back. Well, as I tested, I didn't see it on the Looking Group channel, so I don't know. As of March 1st, it wasn't on there, but supposedly it's coming back.
Well, if it's on the PTR notes, that kind of means it's true, isn't it?
Five words. Dance, dance, revolution, and wow. Supposedly.
Well, that wasn't in the PTR. I believe that was an April Fool's joke, wasn't it?
You get my point.
No, I don't, but that's not important right now. We're gonna go to our new segment.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we have what we hope will not be a rare event, but it is kind of new with us. Today we have a special guest, Dozo. Say hello, Dozo.
How is everyone?
We're doing pretty well.
Fine and dandy.
I was talking at the audience, not you guys, but okay.
Well, I feel like I should say how I feel too.
Yes, I mean, we're the host here. You're just our guest.
I can be your ex-guest.
Ouch.
Gasp!
No. I wouldn't be that, but I'd consider it.
Just considering it, that's ouchy. So we're just gonna go straight to the questions, sir.
Hey, let's get it rolling. Question number one, Dozo. When did you approximately start playing WoW? What was your first tune, and why?
I first started playing WoW in September of 2005. At least that's what it says on the billing thing when I created the account. So that's a good rough estimate. And why? My real life friend, who now I have no contact with whatsoever, was playing at the time. So I thought it'd be good to get in. And I originally started a Dwarf Warrior. Actually, no. Dwarf Hunter. Different Dwarf Hunter than the one I have today.
Number two. what's your main currently, and why did you choose that class?
My main currently is my mage, Belchburner, and I chose the class because I appreciated what they'd done for the hunter changes, but it wasn't what I really wanted, so I played my mage a little bit more and found out it's a pretty fun class. I've always liked mages, so decided to give that one a try. And I'm decent at it, you know, I can pull off 15k DPS.
I can pull off 17. Not the point. Question number 3. When did you join this guild, Drunken Parrot?
I don't know an exact date, but it was around the middle of Burning Crusade expansion. I think Burning Crusade had been out for almost half a year or a year. At some point in time during the Burning Crusade is when I joined.
You're quite the veteran then.
Yeah.
Number 4. What do you think of Catechism so far?
Catechism.
I like it a lot. It's brought a lot of good changes on like certain things, but for the most part, it's a good expansion. It's expanded on the stuff that needs to be expanded upon. And otherwise, heck, I like it. I don't care what everybody else thinks. Works for me. Doesn't work for them. Go play a different game.
Suck it.
I completely understand.
Yeah, alright. Anyways, Zozo, you're the one, you only play multiple games, so what are some games outside of WoW that you are playing, and how do you like them?
Team Fortress 2 is, like, my favorite game ever. I love it, because it has 9 different classes, and each class brings a different, completely different type of play style, so you're good at something, or you just don't feel like playing this way today, you can play a different way, whatever. And they have hats. It's been called the best war-themed hat simulator ever. I think every single game should take from that, you know, customizable hats. And also, play a little bit of the console gaming, though I haven't, my skill in first person shooters has just gone down, so my drive to play them has gone down with it.
Team Fortress 2 is a first person shooter, is it not?
Yes, that's the only first person shooter I'm still good at, probably because it's on a PC. There is a version on the console versions, but they don't update it for free, unlike they do on the PC, which is why you should get it. Because you really should get it.
Do you have a favorite novel? And please don't say it's Harry Potter.
God, I don't read for fun anymore, but there's a book called The Last Book in the Universe, and it, like, is in the future, and it's a big adventure story. I read it back when I was in middle school. That was about 7 or 8 years ago. But it was a good story full of interesting plot twists and turns and somewhat dismal, but then it got hopeful at the end, and then, you know, all things worked out. Well, not that book. Not everything worked out, but it was still hopeful. Yeah.
I'm sorry, the correct answer was Kindred by Octavia E. Butler.